Our next presenter is Anna Toro. Anna Toro is a senior manager at ICF International with 22 years of experience in public relations. She supports the National Diabetes Education Program and National Eye Health Education Program. As manager of the Diabetic Eye Disease Program and the NEHAP Partnership, she's established ongoing relationships with national grassroots organizations, healthcare providers, and state programs. She also conceives the activities and media strategy during Glaucoma Awareness Month and National Diabetes Month.
Hi. Hello, everybody. And thank you for being here. And I've been enjoying the presentations today because I'm new to APHA and to this group. And certainly coming from the communications and PR world, it's great to hear those perspectives that I've read about or I only knew from, you know, one or two organizations and hearing from all of you. So that was great. It's great. I don't have any business relationships to disclose. So today I'm going to be talking about preventing vision loss and how do we address this information with older adults. And as I was getting ready for this presentation, I'm actually talking on behalf of Neil Amari-Rich, the director of NEHAP. I said aging in the United States, and this is the first time in my life that I wear contacts, but this is the first time in my life that I have to wear also the reading glasses on top of my contacts. And last year, my optometrist told me, you're going to be needed at some point in the year, and I was stunned that it happened. So we're all aging, and I include myself because the number of Americans age 45 to 64 who will reach 65 years in the next 20 years has increased to 33%. Here you can see this chart of the number of persons ages 65 plus, and this population number 41.4 million in 2011, the most recent data that is available, and they represented 13.3% of the U.S. population, or one in every eight Americans. Of this group, 23.4 are women and 17.9 are men. And not only that, the older population is increasingly older. We have the 65 to 74 age group is 21.4 million. We have the 75 to 84 years to 12.8 million. And we have the 85 plus group, which my dad falls there, to 5 million. But not only we're getting older, we're living longer. We're living an average of 20 years more after 65, with a life expectancy for women of 20.4 and men 17.8. I'm sorry for the men in the room. And also the racial and ethnic groups are also increasing. We have 8.5 million or 21% of elderly are minority groups. So that's also something to consider because I've heard a lot today about a lot of efforts being conducted with African Americans and Hispanics. So moving that same formula to African American and Hispanic older adults, that's as I call it in Puerto Rico, esos son otros 20 pesos. Those are other 20 bucks. Like, that's another story. So there are many challenges and recommendations that will need to happen addressing this group, and I certainly hope to give you some today. As people age, and we've been talking about this, there are increased risks of eye diseases and conditions such as AMD, cataract, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and low vision. And blindness or low vision affects 1 in 28 Americans older than 40 years. But as people age, and we have to always remember that, they can age and they don't have to lose their vision. You know, sometimes people don't manage, you know, for many reasons, not managing these diseases is the cause that, and I don't have to preach to the choir, you all know this, but they can really age and having a great vision and enjoying their older years. But vision changes make it difficult to perform everyday activities and taking medications, driving a car, performing self-care or errands around the house, reading or using a computer, or even walking safely. The National Eye Health Education Program was created by the National Eye Institute, or the smaller institute at NIH, and to really educate healthcare providers and also work with national and local organizations in delivering the iMessage in the different groups. These are the five program areas. I support the Diabetic Eye Disease Program, and in addition to this, we are right now in very early developing stages of a program targeting African Americans, and very earlier stages of a strategy for American Indian and Alaska Natives. So the program is getting ready to really address those other populations. The Vision and Aging Program was established and to really develop resources that reflect the information needs of the older adult population. And here, John McAnary Enrique is here sitting, and he oversees, supports that program, if any of you want to talk to him later. As I said before, vision loss and blindness are not a normal part of aging, and however, older adults are at increased risk of these age-related eye diseases, and you know them. I don't have to explain them. And among them is the low vision that affects those everyday tasks. While vision that's lost usually cannot be restored, many people can make the most of their remaining vision, that's where rehabilitation comes in. A few people develop low vision after eye injuries or birth defects, but most people develop low vision because of the diseases previously mentioned. When we go out to the community, one of the images we show is this one. Particularly, we do trainings with community health workers, diabetes educators, health educators, promotoras, and who work with populations at risk and older adults. And we remind them that comprehensive dilated eye exams are not the same as the eye exams that individuals take for to get glasses or contact lenses. And that's a message that we have to continue stressing in the community, among older adults, and in the media. The official message that NEHEP or the National Eye Institute recommends is having the comprehensive dilated eye exam, which is the message that we tell out there to prevent vision loss and to protect your sight. And we even add that Medicare will pay for dilated eye exam for people with diabetes. It also pays for dilated eye exam for detecting glaucoma. If the individual has diabetes, a family history of glaucoma, is African American age 50 and older, or is a Hispanic age 65 and older. So a few years ago, NEHEP conducted a literature review among older adults, and these were some of the results that came, which show us that with these numbers, that 57% still see TV, which means they see the news, they are open to get the information. That 58% are heavy newspaper readers and 29% magazine readers. So they are seeking information. They are still, this is a group that still relies also on information in the traditional media. Yes, they also go to the internet, even though we numbers have increased a little bit, but still, their understanding of the technology, software, costs, make them not too high as a group in terms of internet, even though they are there. And in terms of radio as well, so they hear shows, they play radio on their car, they pick up a magazine, they buy, they subscribe. So this is one way that we can reach them with messages. From the lead review as well, we saw other settings where they are where they feel comfortable, and many of you probably saw last week the National Council of Aging published a study that did with United Healthcare and USA Today among 4,000 U.S. adults to examine what underlies American seniors' perspective of aging. And actually, I thought it was interesting that 64% of seniors have set one or more specific goals to manage their health in the past 12 months, which means that they're receptive to information, that seniors are taking care of their health and they want to do something about it. The other percentage was that 71% of seniors feel the community they live is responsive to their needs, which matches that the settings where they are, healthcare settings, pharmacies, faith-based institutions, senior centers, community centers, are the places where we can also talk to them and reach them with information. Trusted groups are peer educators, lay health workers, and clergy. And I would add there the caregivers among the trusted groups, particularly in the minority groups, a June report of this year from Pew Research Center and the California Healthcare Foundation said that the percentage of adults who are family caregivers was 39% in 2012. I'm a caregiver, and I have three kids and three stepkids, and I'm a Latina, so I kind of fit the, and I wear glasses. So almost half of U.S. adults expect to take care for an elderly family member at some point. So caregivers are also important in reaching the older adult population. When we can tell older adults about their eye health as a healthy, let me go back. When we reach the media and we want to tell the older adults something about eye health, I would always tie it up with healthy living, because again, the statistics and information that they are really taking care and control of their disease. We can reach them, for example, all adults in the United States are 55% of them live in nine states: California, Florida, New York, Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and North Carolina. All of them have over 1 million older adults, 65 plus. So that's a way that you can reach them if you live in any of those markets or if you're doing a national effort. We can partner as well with organizations at national or local level that can that reach also these groups. For example, NEHEB has 65 partner organizations, and some of them reach these groups, such as National Council on Aging, National Association of Area Agencies on Aging, Age-Related Macular Degeneration Alliance International, Alliance Club. But we also work with other groups, for example, National Hispanic Council on Aging, National Association for Hispanic Elderly, among others. So they are with the community. So that's another way we can reach them with the prevention messages. So what messages can we use? Well, it all depends on what you're writing about and how you want to approach it. For example, right now that we are celebrating National Diabetes Month, last started in November 1st, and we engage the media. Every time they write about diabetes, I always tell the reporters, you're always writing about diabetes, and we have a lot of competitors, American Diabetes Association, National Diabetes Education Program, and everybody's writing about losing weight, staying you know, eating healthy, and doing physical activity. But nobody's talking about eye health. And that's when they're like, oh, my gosh, yes. And then I give them the data, you know, diabetic retinopathy, the leading cause of blindness in this country, you know, and you give them that hook that will turn the reporters or the producers eye to say, wow, I wasn't aware about that. I didn't think about that. And then you can create the story. You can really tell them, and then you provide them an article, a collaboration, or just provide an expert to do an interview. It could be one of you in your market. So there are so many ways you could really just say the facts. Sometimes the information is there, and really you think the reporter knows it. They don't know it. They manage so many kind of news that when you call them and you let them know what it is, even an email, they respond and they publish the stories. So, you know, in this case, I would do the match of today was mentioned the smoking, and they eat a rich diet, the taking vitamins and supplements with their eyes, stay active, maintain a normal blood pressure, diabetes message to prevent eye complications, wearing sunglasses and a hat, wearing protective eyewear. And then you mix that with whatever message you want to put out there in terms of do your annual checkup, come and visit us, etc. You know, there are many ways that information could be said. Another way is Facebook, for example. It's a great platform to share information about eye health and among your followers. This is, for example, an infographic, which is now the latest thing that a lot of organizations are using. An infographic is that information in a graphic way, easy to see and understand. A lot of bloggers, a lot of websites are using it. You can also create it and hyperlink it that it would take to your organization. And we're creating one for each program area. We just launched one for diabetic eye disease in English and in Spanish, and one targeting Latinos as well in English and in Spanish. And we did one for glaucoma last year. And that's information that already is there. you send it with an article, for example, and it's something that instead of a normal photo, you're doing double duty. You're sending the information and you're sending the something visually attractive. They can, maybe they're writing something, another story, and they can use the infographic you're sending them as a sidebar, which can be next to the story. You can also send an e-blast. Maybe you have subscribers, people that maybe instead of a newsletter, you can create something and they can subscribe and they receive it and they open it. Older adults are more traditional, again, so you could create something through Constant Contact, for example. It's a really cheap platform that even if you have just a small amount of names, you don't even have to pay to send that. You can plan a webinar during an event, for example, Older Adults Month, Healthy Aging Month, or any anniversary of anything that you want to come up with. There's always an excuse to make news, to really create that strategy of, okay, maybe it's June, we don't have anything, the office is slow, let's do an effort to really make people aware of a message. Then the SeaWorld Lifetime Toolkit, which I believe it was launched last year here in APHA. It's also an educational series designed to help educate older adults about eye health. And it's really for anyone who works with older adults in community-based settings. And it has the information about eye health, age-related eye diseases and conditions, and the topic about the comprehensive dilated eye exam and how people can protect their as they age. Other resources that obviously we probably have seen already from NEHEB that can be ordered for free, the catalog. And then before I conclude, I just want to, I wrote some notes as I was hearing today people talk. So promoting eye health is everyone's responsibility. And where are you communicating these messages to our older adults? Do you have a Facebook page? Does your organization have a marketing or PR person? Yeah. If you belong to national groups, maybe you should ask them to put something out there in the community. What are they putting out there in the community? Each of you could go to the media and do a story about older adults and vision loss. If you have older adults among your patients, think about specific materials that you could create in your office, maybe in your waiting area, even restrooms, behind doors, near the water fountain. Do a special mailing or a postcard, maybe in January when the year begins, maybe in the patient's birthday. The sky's the limit in how we can reach them or their caregivers or the places they visit. Be open to participate in community events. If you sell merchandise in your location, maybe you could include a flyer in a bag. Seek an older adult that would like to volunteer, and then they can visit all their senior centers. They could help you with word-of-mouth efforts. Send an article to the local newspaper, or even prepare a PowerPoint and record it with your own voice. That nowadays, the PowerPoints have a little thingy there that you press, and you can do the whole, like a video, with your own PowerPoint. So I just thank you for staying as well, and we love NEHEB. I think they have great resources, and Neil said that if any of you want materials or want any specific resource, to email her, and she'll be happy to discuss with you, and thank you.